Hi, everybody. Welcome to our program. I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
This is English Digest. We have been a publication here in Taiwan for decades, and we're going to be on for more decades to come. But today we're actually going to talk about gorillas. Okay, a gorilla, of course, was killed in the Cincinnati Zoo earlier this year. Some people think it was very tragic. Some people think the zoo officials made the wrong decision. But it has raised some questions about zoos. Should we have zoos in the first place? Some people think it's a really bad idea. It's basically like we're imprisoning these animals. What crime did they commit?
Yeah, it is really sad. But I know that the intention behind it was to allow a lot of people who will never have the chance to travel to actually see these beautiful animals. So it's a hard topic. But yeah, it's tough to see them in these small enclosures, especially the large animals. I feel worse for them.
Yeah, you know, in the past we had freak shows, you know, where people who had deformities were actually put on display, and we realized later that that's a horrible thing to do. You shouldn't make people like that. So I guess nowadays people are saying, yeah, why can we do that with animals and not people, though? So, yeah, we are being asked this question, should zoos exist? So let's find out what this is all about. Let's read the entire contents of our lesson right now, and we'll be right back. The Buenos Aires Zoo in Argentina has been beset by controversy in recent years. Much of it concerns its polar bears, which were kept in inadequate conditions and had to endure Buenos Aires' scorching summer temperatures. The last bear, Winner, died in December 2012 during a heat wave. In June this year, the mayor of Buenos Aires decided to have the zoo closed down for good. Most of the animals will move to animal sanctuaries where they can have more freedom, while those too old to move will be taken care of and no longer shown to the public. This raises the question, should we even have zoos at all? There's no doubt that zoos do a lot of good. They teach people about animals, which may inspire visitors to get involved in animal rights or conservation. Zoos also participate in research that allows us to understand animals better and therefore directly aid in conservation efforts. What's more, zoos provide safe environments that allow many animals that no longer have homes in the wild to survive. On the other hand, zoos are limited artificial environments. Animals in the wild have a lot more space and freedom. The odd behavior of many animals in zoos, such as elephants that sway back and forth uneasily, is brought about by the stress of living in these unnatural conditions. Moreover, some zoos, like the one in Buenos Aires, have been known to neglect their animals. Zoos will always have strong supporters as well as fierce critics. The fact that so many people are doing their utmost to conserve and protect animals is indeed something worth praising. However, the physical and mental health of zoo animals must also be taken into serious consideration.
Okay, guys, let's get started. We're talking about the Buenos Aires Zoo in Argentina, or as they say in Argentina, Argentina. Argentina. They've been beset by controversy in recent years. We use this word beset only as beidong or passive. You have to be beset by something is the pattern, and we use it to talk about problems or difficulties or troubles that something is having or someone is having. You could say, oh, she was beset with self-doubt. She didn't have any confidence. But it's really only used, as far as I can think, is just in a passive way again. So they've had a lot of controversy. Controversy is when people disagree quite strongly about a particular topic. There's always controversy in politics, of course. But the controversy here has to do with how the zoo in Buenos Aires is treating the animals, I think.
Mm-hmm. It's a controversy. I've actually heard someone say controversy.
It's British. It's
I think that's the British pronunciation, but yeah. American is controversy, and it has been beset by controversy. I think beset can be used by itself, but mostly, as you said, it is used in the passive voice. And yes, there has been a lot of controversy at the Buenos Aires Zoo in recent years, and much of it, much of this controversy, concerns its polar bears. Concern here just means is about. The controversy is about the polar bears there, which were kept in inadequate conditions, and they had to endure Buenos Aires' scorching summer temperatures. Inadequate means they are inefficient, they're not suitable. If you want to keep polar bears, they've got to be in a cold environment. So of course, they're not sufficient. They are not suitable for the animals' living conditions. I would say that here in Taipei, of course, they've got the enclosure for the penguins, and that is adequate, okay? They keep the temperature low. The penguins are happy in there with the temperature. So, of course, they look like they're happy, but as we continue...
You haven't really talked to them to find out.
Yeah, hey, do you like it here, or would you rather go back to South America and swim in that deep ocean? So, yeah, again, that's controversial. We'll talk about that as this continues. But, yes, people said that, oh, those polar bears were kept in inadequate conditions, and they had to endure or put up with the hot summers in South America.
Yeah. They're called scorching hot summers. If it's scorching, it's so hot. It's like you're burning up. And I can imagine it's pretty hot there. We have some scorching summers here, too.
Now, the
last bear, whose name was Winner, died, unfortunately, in December 2012 during a heat wave. A heat wave is what we call an extended period of time where it's just hot every day. It doesn't drop down and get cooler. You don't get any rain, which makes it cooler in the summer here when we get some rain. It's just nonstop heat, and you can't take it. And it's very dangerous, not only for animals, but for people too. Some elderly folks often pass away through inadequate air conditioning or, you know, water sometimes if they're home alone. So unfortunately, Winner, a bear, he died in December 2012 because he couldn't take the heat.
Yeah, I was going to ask you the opposite. We don't say cold wave, do we?
No, but we say a cold spell.
Cold spell, yeah, so that's the opposite. I think there was a pretty intense cold spell in Taiwan last year. Remember, it snowed in different places.
It was awesome, yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty cool, actually, a cold spell. But in the summer, sometimes we have a heat wave, and this can happen anywhere, as it did in December of 2012, and that polar bear died as a result of that excessive heat. Now, in June this year, the mayor of Buenos Aires decided to have the zoo closed down for good. The mayor, of course, is the leader of the city government of the city of Buenos Aires, and they said, okay, we're just going to close that zoo forever, for good. For good just means forever. It's never going to open again. It's done. It's finished. It's bankrupt.
So for good, it kind of means permanently. For good, most of the animals will then move to animal sanctuaries where they can have more freedom, while those animals that are too old to move will be taken care of and no longer shown to the public. Wow, this is a big change. A sanctuary is a place that you can go that will protect you from harm. Sometimes we use sanctuaries to talk about a place where we like to go as people, to get away from everything. I would often say when I was in New York, there was a park I liked that not many people would go to. It was my sanctuary. I could get away from everything. Sanctuaries for animals are special areas of land. They're nature reserves. They've actually been set up for animals. And they're not there so that you can go and look at them. They're not in cages. They can move around more liberally with more freedom, you could say.
Indeed. So some of these animals will go to those animal sanctuaries and they can have more freedom and they can move around and they will be taken care of, but they will not be shown to the public. You can't go and see them if you go to these sanctuaries. Now, this raises the question, okay, as a result of this, we have to ask this question, should we even have zoos at all? Some of you might be thinking, oh, animals, they can't think. Of course we can have zoos. Where where are we going to take our kids on a nice Sunday afternoon during Chinese New Year or something like that? The kids like it. Oh, look, there's a camel. Isn't it cute? Oh, check that out. There's a zebra. Oh, there's a giraffe. Check that out. Yes, some people will say, oh, these environmental activists have gone too far. They want to get rid of zoos now.
I find that the zoo is very popular in Taiwan. Mm. A lot of people like to go to the zoo. It was really crowded when I went. And if you go to the zoo, listen, for me, my voice is, my voice is there.
Yeah, that's you saying
it's me saying
it's about to
the
close.
Zoo is yeah. closing.
Thank you for
it's
your visit.
Thank you for your visit.
Get out of here right
no.
now. Leave. Yeah,
no, it's a nice message. But very, very popular. It seems like, and I live very close to the brown line of the MRT, and there are always families going to the zoo. It's a fun place. We have a great zoo in Taipei, don't you think?
Sure, yeah.
Wow,
it's probably
it's
rated as one of the best zoos in the world.
It's terrific.
They've got panda bears there, penguins, koalas. Oh.
Well, and the explanations of the animals are also very good. It's just a great place to go.
It's a nice place to actually enjoy the great outdoors
yeah.
as well. Well, so in any case, yes, some people are raising this question, should we have zoos at all?
Mm.
Well, there's no doubt that zoos do a lot of good. So this paragraph here is going to tell us some of the good things that zoos have to offer us. First of all, they teach people about animals, which may inspire visitors to get involved in animal rights or conservation. I guess that's a fair argument. If you go there, you might see some animals that you never saw before, and you think, hey, you know, maybe when I grow up and when I go to university, I'd like to study something about animal conservation to help those animals survive in the world. And yes, indeed, zoos are educational. They do teach us about the animals that they are showing us.
So conservation refers to preserving and protecting and restoring our natural environment, the natural ecosystems, all of the plant life, the vegetation, and the wildlife, which refers to animals. So a lot of these kids who go to the zoo grow up and want to be zookeepers or have a great love for animals and spend their lives taking care of them. So where would they go to get that sort of desire? It would be harder to get interested in being a zookeeper. If there were no zoos, you wouldn't need a zookeeper.
Mm.
Zoos also participate in, they get involved in research that allows us to better understand animals or to understand animals better. Both of the order of those words that I just said are correct. So you can better understand something or understand something better. And therefore, as a result of that, directly aid in conservation efforts. And here aid simply means to help.
Mm-hmm. And what's more, zoos provide safe environments that allow many animals that no longer have homes in the wild to survive. That's a long sentence here, but what's more, or in addition, what's better, the animals live in these safe environments, and that allows them to have a home, basically, because they no longer have homes in the wild. The forests have been torn down. Luxury apartment complexes have been built there. A new shopping mall was built there. So at least they have a place to live now. So that pretty much gives us the pros of zoos. We're going to talk about the cons after our break here. So let's do that right now. Let's have a break. But stay tuned. We will be right back.
Hi everyone, my name is Jenny. 好，我们今天继续看第十五单元，我们谈动物园它到底是不是应该要存在。好，这个存废的问题其实呢，就阿根廷叫做布宜诺斯艾利斯动物园，它在这几年来呢，就是饱受了争议困扰。当然，这个争议到底是有关什么呢？好，他提到了 polar bears， 原来它里头有北极熊。那在这个 polar bears 的逗点后面接了一个 which， 我们知道这样子的 which 的用法是非限定用法，是补充说明用的，所以我们要补充说明一下这个 polar bear 到底怎么一回事。Which were kept in inadequate conditions， 换句话说，他要说明一下这个北极熊哦，其实呢是被关在不当的环境里的。那当然最后这只北极熊呢，它在2012年12月的一场热浪里，结果它就死掉了。好，看到这边这句话，这个市长他说， he decided to have the zoo closed down for good. 好，首先我们看到 have 这个动词， have 它是一个实义动词，所以说当你讲到实义动词，它后面受词，受词后面这一边的字形就很重要。当你像这里一样是一个被动含义，也就是动物园被关起来，这就要用被动，所以你的 closed 是一个过去分词的形式，它决定让这个动物园关上大门，但是动物园是被关门的，所以记得被动。再来，下面再说了，那当然很多动物就必须要被移动到动物庇护所，在这个地方他们就可以享受更多的自由。好，接下来那个字是 while， 我们要看到逗点后的 while those too old to move will be taken care of and no longer shown to the public。好，这前后的对照性就是前面说有一些是搬到了动物庇护所，而后面呢这些则不是。好，前后的对照我们用 while 这个字来表达，表示然而。再来我们往下看，下面说到，好，这样子这个事件就引发了一个问题，这个问题是 should we even have zoos at all， 到底该不该有动物园呢？好，后面他就提到说动物园的好处是什么，提到好处 they teach people about animals。 再来看到逗点，接着 which， 这里也是一样，有逗点之后的 which 是一个非限定用法补充说明，但是这个 which 在这里所指的可是前面这整件事哦，也就是 they teach people about animals，教人们有关动物的知识。好，那这一点当然就表示说它可以激励参观者然后投入动物权利或者是保护。那我们看看这个 which 的用法和前面之前代表 polar bears 一开头文章开头这边的 which 那是不一样的。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, let's continue with the second part. We just got done talking about the advantages of zoos. Yes, they teach us about animals. You might get inspired to study animal conservation. And zoos also provide homes for the animals if their animals have been destroyed in the wild. Now we got a paragraph that's talking about the disadvantages of zoos. The pros and cons, these are the cons or the arguments against something.
So oftentimes when we're showing the differences between two things, we'll use that phrase, on the other hand. So we've already talked about the pros, as Tom said. We're going to talk about the cons or the negatives, the downside. There's an upside to things and there's a downside. The downside, or on the other hand, zoos are limited artificial environments. If something's artificial, it's made by human beings. It's not made by nature. It's not found in nature, you could say, too. When I was growing up, I grew up in a desert area where there's not a lot of water, but we had an artificial lake or a man-made lake in the Tempe area, which I really liked. And when I was a little girl, I thought it was real. But then my mom told me, no, we don't have lakes in this area of Arizona. So sometimes we have to use artificial things because the natural thing isn't available. I know a lot of vegetarians eat artificial meat because you don't eat meat naturally. Sometimes they take vegetables and they, you know, make it look like meat, but it's not.
Yeah, or you have artificial flavoring in different things. Sometimes you have strawberry soda, for example, but there's actually no strawberry juice in it. It's totally artificial.
True.
They reproduce the flavor in the laboratory. But yes, they're saying that, well, these are limited, artificial, man-made environments. Animals in the wild have a lot more space and freedom. Ideally, that would be true, but of course, because of deforestation and stuff like that, they may not have so much space and freedom. And the odd behavior of many animals in zoos, such as elephants that sway back and forth uneasily, is brought about by the stress of living in these unnatural conditions. So sometimes you might notice that animals behave oddly or strangely in zoos. An example they give us here is elephants. They kind of sway back and forth. Here, sway just means to move gently from one side to the other. This reminds me of an old song. What's it called? Slow dancing, swaying to the music. So if you're slow dancing, you're holding your partner tight, and you're just kind of moving gently back and forth from one side to the other.
I think it's just an excuse to actually be really close to your boyfriend or girlfriend.
Absolutely. And some people don't like slow dancing. But in any case here, they're doing this uneasily, which means they look like they're not sure what they're doing.
They're not comfortable, right?
Yeah. They don't have anything else to do. And this is brought about, or this happens, because of the stress of living in these unnatural conditions.
Yeah.
I observed this also at the Taipei Zoo. The Formosan black bear there seems to be just going back and forth against the wall. It goes
really?
To the left, it goes to the right, it goes to the left, it goes to the right, it goes to the left, blah, blah, blah. It just does this ad infinitum. It just never stops doing it.
Wow. No, I haven't seen that. Like I said earlier, I feel sorry for the biggest animals. You know, they need a lot of room, a lot of land, and they don't have it because they just can't afford to give them the kind of space they need. You know, zoos are expensive to run. So some of these animals aren't very comfortable, and there's a stress that they feel because they live in these unnatural conditions. Moreover, it says some zoos, like the one in Buenos Aires, have been known to neglect their animals. This is not acceptable. This makes me angry when I read stuff like this. It's like people who have a pet dog and they don't feed it, you know, or they don't take care of it. I hate this. If you neglect something, guys, it just means you don't pay proper attention to it, you ignore it, or you fail to care for it the way you should. So they neglect their animals there. I'm glad they closed the zoo.
Mm-hmm. And some houses are neglected. They start to grow weeds in the walls, and they start to fall apart and stuff like that. So this is another argument against zoos. They might neglect those animals. Well, here, this is the final paragraph, and it kind of summarizes everything for us. It says, zoos will always have strong supporters as well as fierce critics. So there are people who support zoos. Mm-hmm. And there are people who are against zoos. If you're fierce, that means you're very strong in your opinion. You speak loudly. You probably don't let other people have a chance to speak their point of view. Mm. And so, yes, indeed, they have intense feelings about this. And a critic, of course, usually is somebody who is against something. I'm a critic of the government's new educational policy. I think it's terrible. And so, of course, there are people who support the zoos and who are against them.
That's right. So the fact that so many people are doing their utmost to conserve and protect animals is indeed something worth praising. We need to actually point out that that's a good thing. If you do your utmost, guys, or your utmost, it just means you're doing everything you can. You're doing absolutely everything you can. The utmost just means the most extreme, the greatest. This matter is of the utmost importance. We often say that. So they're doing all they can, some of these folks, and we're really glad about that, and we should say thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, indeed. However, the physical and mental health of zoo animals must also be taken into serious consideration. This phrase here, to take something into consideration, means to think about that thing and don't neglect it or don't ignore it.
Yeah.
Hey, there's something you're not taking into consideration here. You need to take the feelings of the people into consideration. You're not thinking about that. So, yes, indeed, this is an argument in support of or against zoos. I would suggest that we actually have zoos that have artificial animals in them, made by robots and stuff like that. It would give, you know, the high-tech industry of Taiwan a challenge to make these kinds of animals. Or we could just simply hire actors to put on gorilla suits or giraffe suits. I will volunteer to wear the gorilla suit and act like a gorilla. I think the kids would find that more entertaining. entertaining than just a gorilla sitting there doing nothing.
Probably. I imagine you would be a very fun gorilla, hopefully. And you wouldn't have hurt that little boy if he'd fallen in, if you were in a gorilla suit. That's the truth.
I would have given that kid right back to her mother in
two seconds. That's right. Right now, guys, we're going to listen one more time to our Chinese teacher.
我们继续来看这篇文章。那我们提到动物园有什么的好处？那接下来就要看动物园，其实它也有它很大的缺点。这里用了一个转折词是 on the other hand。好，这个转成词表示跟前面是不一样的另外一方面。另外一方面，我们事实上知道动物园它是一个有限的人造环境。所以说对动物来说，假如我们看到他提到动物有一些古怪的行为，比如说大象呢，它不安的来回的摇摆，那其实可能就是有什么造成呢？是因为这种非自然环境是一种人造环境下的压力所造成的。我们要看到它的这个动词片语 brought about， 当然这里是被动，我们晓得 bring about就是代表造成，而它有别的片语可以用哦，有别的动词是类似的含义。其实 bring about 你可以等同一个字，就是 cause 或者是 result in。 当然我们在这边它是被动的 is brought about， 那我们要特别提到 result in 造成什么结果，它绝对不可以有被动的语态。或者是在这里result from， 它是表示诶是由什么原因而来， result in result from 都不可以用被动。所以说像这个片语 is brought about 在这里就不能用 result in result from 来取代了。那这里它提到是因为非自然环境所造成的压力，那除了这点之外，大家也知道说其实这个动物园哦，布宜诺斯爱丽丝动物园，它对有些动物的照顾是不够的。好，最后这一段我们提到动物园呢，它有很多人支持，但是有很多人批评。那我们晓得实际上是说我们很多人都在尽最大的努力来保育跟保护动物，而这一点是值得赞扬的。那这一整句话非常的长，我们要分开来看，先看 the fact that， the fact 后面有个 that 子句，这个 that 子句呢在英文的句构上我们说它是一个名词子句，但是它是作为 the fact 的同位语，也就是说这个 that 子句里面讲的就是这个事实，所以这个用法上成为同位语的用法的名词子句。好，那这个事实就像他 that 子句所说的，但是 the fact 的动词要往下读，看到 is 这才是这句话的动词。这个事实呢是怎么样？ is indeed something worth praising， 是值得赞扬的。好，我们再看到 worth praising 这个 worth，它这个字其实是一个形容词，但是你知道吗？它后面呢常常接动名词或者是名词。OK， 我们今天的讲解就到这边结束，我们下次再见。
That's it for today, everybody. You can discuss the pros and cons of zoos amongst yourselves. And, well, if you like zoos, check out the Taipei Zoo. There's one in Hsinchu. There's one in Kaohsiung. I'm sure there's one in Taichung as well. It's a good place to spend a weekend afternoon. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.